This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. I know we have a early morning inshallah tomorrow, so I'll only be maybe 5 minutes inshallah, maximum 7, maybe 8 inshallah. Allah grant us tawfiq ya Rabbi. Alhamdulillah, we've had a lot of adventures, a lot of laughs, alhamdulillah, and it's been a wonderful experience sharing with all of you some of the blessings of what we are blessed with and surrounded with, alhamdulillah. And I just wanted to mention two things. One of them, in the verses that I just recited in in Salat al-Isha, in the first rak'ah, it's the final three or four verses of Surah Maryam, which is the 19th chapter of the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah hajj haneem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa kam ahlakna qablahum min qarn. Hal tuhissu minhum min ahadin aw tasma'u lahum rikza. Allah says, as a final warning to the people of Quraysh, ask the people of Quraysh, how many nations, how many peoples, in how many places, from what you know of and those you don't know of, how many generations before you and how many people before you have I laid to destruction? That when you walk in their places now, you don't even hear rikza, not even a whisper. And subhanAllah, this ayah has been going through my mind the last 3 or 4 days. Every time we walk into that beautiful masjid, it's just quiet. And there isn't a whisper. Every time you walk into, you know, one of the schools, those ancient schools and universities, it's quiet. There isn't even a whisper. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates and humbles. And it was so beautiful today walking into the Mir Arab madrasa and seeing it used. Seeing, you know, even reading in the language of the Uzbek, you could still make out what the subject classrooms are. This one was Aqidah, this one was History, this one was Arabic Sarf and Nahw. And it was a blessing to see that subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His rahmah when He wants, how He wants, and where He wants, and upon whom He wants. But it also made me feel a bit worried, because as an educator, subhanAllah, Allah has given a warning to those of us who have ilm and to those of us who have wealth. There's two things that Allah bestows upon us, knowledge and wealth, that we are supremely accountable for. And the nations that are destroyed before us were destroyed on account of those two things, knowledge and wealth. What did you know and what did you disobey Allah in? And what wealth did I provide you, and who did you hold it from, or how did you gather that wealth? Who did you transgress upon to gather it? And if you look at anyone that came before you, who was destroyed by Allah, that Allah chronicles in the Quran, it's one of those two things. You know, if you look at Pharaoh, he gathered wealth. But how? From whom? Who did he harm? How many people? And if you look at others, you see that it was knowledge. Knowledge would be sent to them. Prophets would come to them. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. I wish my people, you know, the man dies, his own people killed him. He says, I wish my people knew. Bima ghafara li rabbi. The forgiveness my Lord has shown, and the kindness, and the jannah, and this and that. And therefore, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are fortunate, and make us from those who are aware of the signs of the ni'mah of Allah upon our life, that we take advantage of it before we are from those who are recalled back out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May you and I always remain in the mercy of Allah. The second one was also in the second rak'ah in Salat al-Isha, I also recited from the end of Surah Al-Ahzab, the last half page of Surah Al-Ahzab. So the first rak'ah was the end of Maryam, second rak'ah was the end of Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd chapter of the Qur'an. And in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends by saying, إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةِ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ. I gave an amana to the heavens, to the earth, even the mountains. Nothing, no one wished to sustain it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. But mankind took it upon themselves to have this amana. Adam alayhi salam, yeah, I can do it. Innahu kana zaluman jahula. Mankind is prone to putting themselves and into oppression and out of their ignorance of what it constitutes. And subhanAllah, those two words are words that I also see in the streets as we walk today. Dhulm and jahl, which are the opposites of, you know, ilm, the enlightenment that we're talking about and the places of knowledge that we're talking about. The two are synonymous with each other. Anytime you are jahil, ignorant, you are prone to transgressing. Transgressing upon your own self and transgressing upon the rights of others. And therefore, the key to all success, the key to the resurgence of this blessed land, the key to the resurgence of you as an individual, our ummah as a whole, is to reconnect ourselves with what Allah wants of us and to make our best effort as individuals and then as communities to enact it. And every one of us who has a responsibility, who has an amana, must do their best to fulfill it. I have an amana as a teacher, as a father, as an imam, as a son, as an employer, as an employee. There are so many different ways that amana and trust has been asked of me and put upon me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if I knew what this amana was worth, I would be as smart as a mountain that can withstand so much and say, I can't withhold, I can't withstand it. I'm unable to. I should just back away. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asks us not to back away. Rather, he says to put our trust in Allah. And although there is jahl and dhulm that can come of us, there is also ihsan and righteousness that can come. And I'm going to end, today we had such a wonderful dinner, alhamdulillah. And, I felt it was such great dhulm upon the people who, you know, came to enjoy themselves. You know, it's a family function. You could see it's all family and people who are enjoying themselves. And they wanted to play a little bit of their traditional music and have a little bit of a dance, the girls with the girls. And I thought, subhanAllah, every so often someone's telling him, put down the music, there's people there. And, you know, it's important for us to understand that how we make other people feel and the rights that other people have upon us are not always rights that have been asked of us. And sometimes it's better for us to lose out on something than to impinge upon others. And I'm going to end with this hadith of one of the great imams. His name is Ibn al-Jawzi. Now, Imam Ibn al-Jawzi was an Iraqi imam, and he was a master of all of the disciplines. So, hadith and tafsir, he was a reciter of the Quran with a beautiful voice. He was a khatib, he was the khatib of Baghdad. No one gave khutbas in Jumu'ah, everyone attended his Jumu'ah, that kind of thing. He would have 10,000 people sitting in front of him. And in one riwayah, you know, he said to himself in a poem, he said, he made dua to Allah, he said, Ya Rabbi, my Lord, I look upon me upon 10,000 eyes. So with my eyes, I see 10,000 looking at me. In his class, there were 10,000 people looking at him, trying to hear what he says. Ya Rabbi, la tu'adhibni, O Allah, if you determine I'm to be punished in Jahannam, do not punish me in front of them. فَأَلَّا يَقُولُ عَذَّبَهُ الَّذِي دَعَانَا إِلَيْهِ. For no other reason that they will not say, the one he summoned us to is the one who punished him. I don't want them to think of you, O Allah, greater than your magnificence. Like I'm worthy of punishment, O Allah, punish me, but don't let them know. Because I don't want them to think less of your mercy, O Allah. That's the kind of man he was. So Imam Ibn al-Jawzi is sitting with his students on the banks of the Euphrates, and it's a special hadith class. He's teaching them the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And as he's teaching them, you know, people on the other side of the river, they're having fun in an unclean, non-halal way. You know, boys and girls and music and mixing and doing the things that they shouldn't be doing. And his students, every time they keep looking, getting offended. And they say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Shaykh, make dua. He was known as Mustajabud Dua. His dua is always answered. Shaykh, make dua that Allah just turns them away from, gets them out of here, does something to them. And the Shaykh made a very simple dua. And he said, Allahumma kama afrahtahum fi dunya, fazidhum farahan fil akhirah. Oh Allah, as you made them merry and in enjoyment in this life, they're having fun. As you've given them an enjoyment now, let them have their greatest enjoyment in the Akhirah. Which is way of saying, oh Allah, lead them to Tawbah. It's such a different way of looking at the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who seek to give people their liberty, their happiness, their enjoyment, their time, even if it's in something that we might not agree with, but that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn their hearts back to Allah azza wa jalla, to make them from those who are best, and to make us examples of it. And that's one of the main themes that I've been, been in my heart ever since traveling through these lands. It's very easy to look upon others in condemnation. It's even easier in your mind to dismiss people. But it is the way of the Prophet ﷺ to look into people from the eye of Al-Qadr. And the ulama, they would say, whenever you see someone doing something that you don't do and wouldn't expect for a Muslim to do, something you don't like to do, فَانْظُرْ إِلَيْهِ بِعَيْنَ الْقَدْرِ. Look at them with the eye of fate. Perhaps Allah could have fated that you grew up in the way they did and learned what they learned and been through what they learned, and you'd be doing maybe worse than where they are in their life. So look at their qadr, appreciate them from the fate that they've been given, not just the actions that they perform. May Allah make our fate the fate of Ahl Sunnah, the people who value the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ and those who lead others to righteousness. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's have a good night's sleep inshallah. 3:45, I'll see you in the lobby bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.